This is 103.6 FM Tameside Radio. I'm Jill Garston. Today we're looking at the life of an extraordinary Tameside man. Ernie Jackson from Staley Bridge had a tough upbringing in Bootle but managed to avoid a life of crime by enlisting in Lancashire Police and being posted to Mosley. It was there that he met the love of his life, Val. The couple moved to Bourne House in Ashton and eventually turned it into a care home. Ernie was now aware that his police career was coming to an end and began to apply for various jobs, most of which he didn't stand a chance of getting. However, senior service in Hyde took a chance on him and the move turned his life around once again.
I was absolutely shattered. I was gobsmacked, as they say. I've got this job that I don't want. I'm in a really good job. I've got a good pension. I'm doing very well. Good pension to come. I'm doing very well. I don't really leave the police force. So I turned to Val. I said, what should I do? And she just simply said, well, you're the breadwinner, you decide. So I took a chance, as I thought, and I went to start work for the most wonderful company you could ever imagine. They actually paid us when we were on vacation. We went on holiday and you were getting paid overtime.
Can't be bad.
Wonderful, wonderful company. There again, wonderful folk. It was a place on its own, senior service, with the most fantastic folk. I was there 12 years. It took probably 5 years to be accepted as one of them, as opposed to this policeman that's come in. You know, and one of my jobs was to deal with customs and excise, because the money involved in cigarettes from that company was massive. They were doing at one time 105 million cigarettes a day.
So what else was going on in your life at this time?
Well, I was a semi-professional footballer. I signed on for Liverpool when I was 19. That sounds great, except for the fact that they were relegated to the second division in those years. And there's a guy called Don Welsh who was the manager, which people in this area probably don't remember, but Liverpool supporters will. But I got quite a serious injury, and so I had to leave playing. So I decided to take up refereeing. I became a referee. And people listening will remember me probably more as being a referee than being a policeman in the area. So I was two evils, really. I mean, how can a guy be a policeman and a referee? I mean, that's awful.
Bet you were sworn at quite a bit.
Without a doubt, without a doubt. So I started refereeing, and I became quite good at it. And within 5 years, I was refereeing on the Central Football League, and I was refereeing at Old Trafford and Anfield and Goodison Park. But it did affect my police career, because I really, really enjoyed being a referee and being liked or thought of as a decent referee. At the end of one season, I can blow my trumpet now because it's years ago, I actually refereed in 8 finals in the Manchester area, and I got some good write-ups in the paper as a referee, which is amazing.
So what's going on in your private life at this time?
Well, a lot of my time, I love cruising. And I'm a very fortunate man that I can afford cruising. Although I love my wife very, very much, and I know she loves me very, very much, we haven't got a lot in common, but we've found something, besides 3 kids, of course. We both enjoy cruising. And a lot of people, just to digress slightly, most people know that they've got to spend the money while they can. And most people know that they ought to write a book, but nobody ever does. And I think I have, because people think I'm wealthy, but I'm not, because I spend it. And I spend it on myself and my wife, and the kids applaud it, and we have the most wonderful, wonderful holidays. And it's quite exciting for me now, written, because I now remember how it was. And the only ships I ever knew were those on the Mersey. They used to wake me up at night when the horns were going in the fog.